Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Bob Mata, defense attorney. He's named one of the top 100 trial lawyers by the National Trial Lawyers Association. Always love getting his insight onto the cases that we're talking about. Continue our conversation about Alec Murtaugh right now. Were you surprised at how suddenly Alec took the stand and went down the road of, I lied about this, I lied about that, I lied to investigators? Do you think that was part of the plan all along from day one with his defense? Or do you think they got kind of pushed into the corner at some point going, look, we can't move this timeline. Everything here is pretty solid and there's no way of disputing this. So the best thing you can do is to go on the stand, admit to all your faults, try and garner some sympathy for that. But at the end of the day, with all your faults, you're still not a killer. Is that what they're just trying to do?
100%. Like I was not surprised at all. I thought that, you know, I commented on, you know, I had done a collaboration with the podcast or with the prosecutor's podcast. And I had said that, you know, going into his, potentially at that point, we didn't know whether or not he was going to testify or not.
Yeah.
It said, look, if he testifies, he's going to have to lean into his lies. He's going to have to own all those. He's going to have to get on the stand and admit to all the financial crimes. And, you know, with the argument being, look, if he's going to get on the stand and admit to all the financial crimes, which are an in-court confession, you know, I mean, those statements that he made where he confessed to all those financial crimes during his under oath testimony, that any of the financial crime stuff, that's a foregone conclusion at this point. I mean, they have him slam dunk on that. Now, I've heard differing opinions in terms of the length of time that he would get for those particular crimes, but I've basically come to the conclusion that he is going to end up serving about the same amount of time that he would for the murders, which is, you know, the rest of his life in prison on those charges. And when you have a judge listening to a lawyer that's stealing money, that they abhor nothing more than that, than a thieving lawyer that steals from his client. So whatever the max will be on any of those, he's going to get it just because the judge is going to punish him because he's destroying what is like the primary oath that we take, which is we have to protect our clients, you know? So in terms of that, yeah, I think that was absolutely the game plan, that there was no question that he was going to have to go in and make all those admissions, and that what was going to result from that was, okay, look, yeah, I lied about this. And my biggest problem with the way that both Waters and Jim Griffin handled it on redirect was that they allowed him to come up with these kind of what I felt to be ridiculous reasons as to why he lied, talking about, you know, the distrust for SLED, talking about, you know, that I'm popping pills. Because, look, you know, the guy is already a liar. All right. Like, everyone knows that. That's been well established. So when my estimation, if I would have been his attorney, I would have said, look, the only way that we're going to be able to get around this lie is you're going to have to go in there and you're going to have to testify. Look, what I this is why I lied. And I'm going to tell you flat out, I am the one who was the last person to see them alive. I am the person who discovered the bodies. I am the husband. I am the father. They are without question going to consider me to be the prime suspect without anything else taking place. Like that I knew that as a fact going in, and I just was not willing to put myself closer to what could have been the time of death. So I basically just lied about that, you know, because it, like, you know, I mean, it, like you have, because I'm sure that's what happened. If he's innocent, that's why he would have lied about that. I mean,
and he went through the pills and he went through the this and the that. It's like, look, I could understand that. I think most people could understand that and go, yeah, I mean, if you're in this situation, you're kind of, you know, adding up the cards and you're like, they're going to think it's me, you know, but eventually they will figure that out, that you were there. And that's pretty damning. If you're going to go down that road, why wouldn't you just flat out say, look, you know, this looks horrible, but, you know, I'm confident everything else I can show you is going to prove that I wasn't here when this happened. Although the evidence does show that he was there when it happened.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that in his mind, remember, at the time that he's making those original statements, he's not aware that Paul took that video. Now, I'm shocked that that question wasn't asked by anyone.
Sure.
Did you see Paul videotaping, you know, in the kennel? You know, it's like, so when he's sitting in the cop car, he's not aware that that video exists. You know what I'm saying? So when he tells that lie, it's coming from the mindset of, okay, yeah, they're going to be able to get the GPS data and they're going to be able to get my steps and they're going to know where I was at certain times, but they're not going to be able to put me in the kennels down there. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So when he decides to conveniently say that he wasn't down there, he doesn't know that they're going to nail him on that, you know? So, and again, it's that thing where, look, man, if you or I walked into, you know, like, God forbid, we walked into our house and the same thing had happened, you know, to our families, we would immediately, I would immediately think they're going to think that I'm the guy that did it.
Sure.
Oh, so like the first thing that I'm thinking of, you know, in terms of like, oh my God, you know, like, and imagine if you're innocent of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're like, your mind is like explode. You're like hysterical. You can't think clearly because your family's just been killed. And then you're trying to think, oh, you know, when I call it in, they're going to think that I'm the person that did it. So you've got like these competing nightmarish things happening in your mind. And you're trying to think, well, I've got to try to protect myself because otherwise I'm going to get convicted of a crime that I didn't commit. And to me, that would have been the easiest way to explain it. And no matter which way the jury takes it, again, that's why I was saying everyone knows that he's a liar, but at least it's a reasonable thought because most people in that position probably would do that, you know, in terms of just saying, look, I'm not willing to give him something where if I don't think I'm going to get caught on it, that's going to put me closer in time to the murders. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
To me, that was the way that, you know, obviously I would have gone through it with Murdoch and said, look, I think this is the approach we have to take, saying that you don't trust SLED from a case 10 years ago. And then, you know, how they handled Paul's thing with the boat, you know, it doesn't hold water to me. So,
yeah,
you
know, it's more like he doesn't trust SLED or he just doesn't like what SLED does when they actually do come out with things, even though he has a law enforcement badge, has lights in the back of his car and his buddies with a lot of them. But you don't trust
badge to get out of tickets and, you know, to gain access to places you wouldn't other, you know, I mean, clearly, you know,
I know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It did not, that did not play well for him.
They're planning on doing a field trip to the crime scene itself with the jury prior to deliberations. With a scene like this, that a crime that occurred so many years ago, They really even haven't done a whole lot other than here's the outline of where the barn is and where the shed is and the feed and the dogs and all that. What do you think, what's the purpose of this? What are they going to try and get out of taking a field trip to the crime scene with the jury in this case?
I think that, typically, I think that it's helpful. I think that it's helpful to be able to have a jury be able to get out there and kind of look at it with their own eyes in terms of spatial areas, what is the area of, what's the amount of space between the threshold and the shed and where Paul was shot and where Maggie was. I think, preferably that would happen in every case, where they would bring people to crime scenes, because it just helps the jury visualize with actually putting their eyes on the scene what may have happened, whereas when you're looking at kind of 3D imaging that they've done, with respect to what the defense did with, their expert, and they had put together a much better demonstrative piece of evidence than the state had in their case in chief, when they had the guy was calling them the 12-year-olds with the 5-foot shooters, but at least that was something that gave the jury some idea of what kind of area we're talking about. What is the distances that we're talking about here? And I think that, they're only going to be out there probably 15, 20 minutes, maybe a half hour, just kind of like surveying the scene just so they can get a better understanding of kind of how this may have happened. Because, otherwise it's left to your imagination. And when that happens, everybody looks at everything differently in their own minds. We don't all think of things the same way. We all think of things in different ways, So I think it's helpful. Whether or not it's going to end up helping Murdaugh, I doubt it. I think the bottom line is I think it'll probably help the state more than it helps Murdaugh is my guess.
And that's what I don't really understand about it, because it seems it's the defense that's pushing to go out there and is making the initial request. And we're not really dealing with a case here where there's a lot of spatial questions going on it hasn't been a big point of this.
I agree. And, the only thing that I could think when I was hearing about the request is that they're going to try to use it in closing to try to offset the steps in terms of the steps that were taken by Murdaugh and say, look, this like 200 and whatever it is, 38 or 83, I always transpose those numbers, those steps is not like him walking around and, cause like the image that gives you is that he was covering his tracks during that point. Right. Like He was doing all the things that he needed to do in order to, get the bloody clothes off, get the guns wrapped up in the tarp or whatever he wraps them up in, get the, all the evidence put in the truck and then, taking care of everything that he had to with respect to cleaning himself off. You know what I mean? So like that is the impression the state is wanting the jury to take from those steps. And I think in the sense from the defense perspective, that might be helpful in terms of just showing kind of how big the property is and what the space is between like where he would park the golf cart and then walk into the house and things of that nature. I don't know if they're going to go in the house as well. I would assume that they would just to kind of get a better understanding of like what is the distance, like the number of steps from the golf cart to the den, and did he go to the bathroom? All those things were... and I was having a conversation with Brett of the prosecutors, and we were kind of bickering about, that he really didn't articulate what he did in those 4 minutes. And I'm like, well, if he's not the guy, all right. Like, and I'm always looking at it from, if he's not the guy, we wouldn't necessarily know what we did in 4 minutes if we didn't know at the time that it was going to be a situation where you're going to be, at the time that you're coming home to your family being slaughtered.
Yeah. Cause
what I'm saying, like you wouldn't necessarily remember it in terms of every single detail. Like to me, if he came with the story, remembering every single detail, that would seem rehearsed to me.
Sure.
I came in and I sat down and then I stood up and I went to the kitchen. You know what I mean? Well, like, whereas you're kind of like, I don't remember exactly what I did, which plays both ways for a jury.
Yeah.
It makes him seem evasive, but if he plays it where like, this is exactly what I did, then it makes it seem rehearsed, Sure. So it's like for Murdaugh, there was kind of no winning that particular situation, but I don't know how it's going to play out, man. Like, I'm very curious to see who the rebuttal witnesses are, because they can be absolutely devastating, because they're basically, the state gets the last word. You know, you have the case in chief, the defense is going to put on, and then they get to put on their final witnesses. Now, rebuttal witnesses are basically, the entire purpose from them is to rebut evidence that was put on by the defense. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not the state's opportunity to add on to what they should have put on in their case in chief. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But because Murdoch had testified, and he testified to everything, it's basically free game. Like, they're, I can't see one area that they're not going to be able to touch in rebuttal with respect to what types of witnesses they put on. Like, I would not be shocked at all if there's a couple of boat case witnesses up there.
Sure.
I would not be shocked at all if there were, I think I saw that Tinsley, who was the plaintiff's attorney, I heard that he was going to be one of the guys, but I wouldn't be shocked if they had one of the friends come up and testify regarding the boat case. And as much as the defense is going to object to it, I think the judge will allow it, because I mean, they got into it on in their case in chief, especially during his testimony. So we'll see how that plays out.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you so much for joining us. You can also check out Bob's podcast, Defense Diaries, at defensediaries.com. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of the discussions and breaking updates on the cases that we're following for you right here. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.